See, Marker, House of the Dragon review, guys. Get right to it. Black or green?
What's going on, Alamo City Holy Talk fans? As always, I am your host, Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
And I'm Angela at the Kelly Ange.
This Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Thank you so much for making this a part of your day. Without further ado, let's get into this. We've both been anticipating this show for so long, and it's House of the Dragon season. It's finally here, guys. I cannot wait. Season two. This is the HOA season. There's a lot going on where people were kind of like skeptical of the fact that, you know, it's coming off the Game of Thrones era. They're like, it's not gonna be as good as Game of Thrones, whatever, right? This series surprised the hell out of me. I'll leave it at that. We'll talk more about it. Let's get right to it. And we got two trailers here. What the hell? Max put out two trailers here. I'm excited. Black version, black official trailer, House of the Dragon, which I'm assuming is Rhaenyra's side, and the green, which is, you know, the rats.
The rats.
Allison. Yeah, screw the Hightower. Screw that. I'm just leaving it at that. But let's get right to it. Let's dive in. Question is for you guys. Which team are you in? Are you team Rhaenyra or Rhaenyra? You team Allison? Put in comments down below. I think they should have ran it a little bit like that, too. That would have been good, too.
Hashtag. Yeah, it's pretty good marketing, too. Yeah. That there's two different point of views, maybe. So we'll see we'll see.
All right, let's get right to it, guys. Let's go. Let's watch this trailer now.
Dang. I still really like that. That's the family. Like,
oh,
the
man.
Targaryen.
Look at that.
My father chose me, his firstborn child, to succeed him.
Man, dude.
He held to his decision until death.
Oh, the dragon!
Alicent's son sits my throne. I mean to fight this war and win it.
The realm will soon tear itself apart. If men do not remember the oath sworn to King Viserys and to his rightful heir.
The Hightowers are marching. You must crush this beast at its head.
Our terms are very simple. Renounce the false king and bend the knee to the queen.
Bend the knee.
Or your house burns.
Oh, that.
When the desire to kill and burn takes hold and reason is forgotten, you will not even remember what began the war in the first place.
We fight for our queen!
Damn.
Fear what I've begun.
Damn, dude. Okay. Oh, man, can't wait. June 16th. Oh, man.
We're halfway there.
Yes. We are so close to this release date. And yeah, that's the Black official trailer, guys. And I gotta admit, this is the great marketing. This is really great marketing by Max. One of the things I do want to highlight as well is that, dude, the way this looks shot, the trailer, this green version, or I'm sorry, this black version trailer looks phenomenal. Oh my god, it just looks like this show, and it's Game of Thrones too, right? This show has this cinematic feel, this cinema feel that just makes it feel like it's an epic movie or epic saga of a films, and it just looks so fabulous, amazing. Everyone looks great, Matt, but everybody looks fantastic. Of course, I'm not looking forward to seeing Alicent because she's just being walked
like
all over on.
We don't like her character.
Yeah, I don't like her character. Nothing against the actress, of course, but not as much as Joffrey. But yeah, I'll leave it at that. Angela, what did you think?
It just brought me back to like when we finished the last season, like we were just, that season finale was shocking. Like I think my jaw literally dropped, you know, when the
literally
big scene happened. I'm not gonna spoil it if people haven't watched it, but I will say it brought back all the feelings of like tension and like suspense. Like you just feel like, but the portrayal, like, you know, you feel for, like, at least we're team Rhaenyra.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 110%.
You feel like the betrayal. You feel like she was the one crowned,
team Black.
Crowned and, you know, she, She deserves Iron Throne, right? So I really love that we touch on that. Like, we touch on, all right, this is where we left off.
Yeah.
Full force.
For
sure. It's all out war, right? I love that. And so I got to say, I am excited to see a lot of these familiar faces from the first season. Yes, Cannot wait to see how this unfolds. Obviously, we know from the history of Game of Thrones how it ends.
Yeah.
But I still want to see exactly how it comes and it comes to fruition. I cannot wait to see this unfold. I love Matt Smith. Love the rest of the cast. Yeah, he was great, Damon. He's my favorite part.
He's great.
But I love that. And to see the dragons again, I agree with you. I think HBO knows that the Game of Thrones and even the first season, this were super successful. So they're putting like
everything
so much budget into this to get it right, because you know that's the one thing for something that's been established. You have the books, you have all of like eight seasons of Game of Thrones.
The literature's there, the story's there.
You have to get it right.
Yes.
So agreed. Even though it might differentiate from the books,
agreed.
You have to get, like you say, the cinematography right. You have to get
and
the way it's projected. The dragons. You cannot have shoddy dragons. It's House of Dragons for crying out loud. So I will say I agree with you. The production looks fantastic, and I cannot wait. I cannot wait to see the green trailer. I'm really curious about that point of view.
We'll watch that as soon as we're done here. One of the things I do want to always say is there's this in this trailer, Matt Smith just, he literally says, bend the knee or watch your house burn. Oh my God. That was great. I got chills. I love Matt Smith. He's just, he embodies this character. And it's kind of weird, but to be team incest in a way, I mean, it kind of is. It's a little weird, but I never thought I would be that way. But I mean, in reality check, it is. But that's the Targaryen line. We're going Harry Potter, the pure bloods.
We're kind of desensitized to it at this point because Jaime and Cersei in Game of Thrones.
Of course. I think that's a little bit worse. Comparing incest. Oh my God.
To be fair, though, in this one, Allison's oldest son is married to his sister. So
true. Yeah, there you go. There it is again, all over again. But regardless, needless to say, I'm excited for this. This trailer looks amazing. Everything looks fantastic. The dragons, the horse chases. It embodies everything that I want out of this show. I gotta admit though, at first, and I know people kind of are skeptical about it, but the first season of House of Dragon, there was an argument to be made that it's better than the first season of Game of Thrones. There is that argument to be made, and it definitely is an argument because I'm kind of split, but we'll leave it at that, guys. Let's start watching the, we'll bring up the green trailer just right now. I'm excited to see what fans, the question is for you guys. What do y'all think? What do you think, guys? Put in comments down below. Are you excited for this season? I know we are. I know you guys probably are. So put on the comments down below, and thanks for making us a part of your day. And be sure to subscribe to us if you want to keep watching our videos like this, because we will be talking about Game of Thrones nonsense, House of the Dragon nonsense. We'll be talking about all that. And what I forgot to mention, of course, was the breakdown of this trailer was we saw the wall. Did you see that? A real quick glance of the wall. So I'm kind of interested to see if there are going to be any strategic moves of the wall of, and you know, anyone of the.
I wonder if they'll at one point mention the White Walkers a little bit more. Because I know in the very first season they mentioned it briefly.
Yeah.
Of that like folklore, of the tale, the prophecy, if you will. Yep. But I wonder if they'll. Expand on that. I mean, obviously,
I'm sure they will.
That's something I would like to see too.
Yeah,
they expand on that.
If we see any zombies or the undead. I highly doubt it though, because it's 200 years before, so it's kind
of
like
we may not see them, but just to hear more of that, like lore, would be cool.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I just want to hear a Stark. I want to see how the North is going to react to this. How Stark.
Winterfell.
I really adore seeing the Starks or any, you know, or the Lannisters. I'm pretty sure we're gonna see them kind of strategic moves here, and I hope the Starks, I don't know, we'll see how I haven't read the books, I haven't read any of it, so I hope the Starks choose the black side or the Rhaenyra side. I hope but we'll see. All right, let's go, let's talk about this. Green trailer starts now.
Green trailer. Ooh, it has a greenish tint, so that's pretty cool.
Okay, okay, green.
That's cool. Good marketing.
Many weeks ago, my lord husband was alive. And the realm was at peace.
Cool, playing the victim. Got it.
On his deathbed, he knew the realm would never accept a queen. Rhaenyra's supporters will believe what they wish. But Viserys wanted Aegon to succeed him.
Ratta.
Isn't it crazy how this all started from English one miscommunication?
Not for the good of the realm, but for the satisfaction of vengeance.
Plot against the king, and I will pay it back 100 times over.
I'm as fearsome as any of them.
You have no idea the sacrifices that were made to put you on that throne.
Mm-hmm. God, I hate her children.
My uncle is a challenge I want.
Well, he's scary.
We will prevail and bring forth peace. But you must accept that the path to victory now is one of violence.
Good. To war, then.
Man.
All my life, I've endeavored to serve both my house and the realm. And somehow none of it matters.
Mm-hmm. Hold to your courage for the one true king, Aegon!
The one true bullshit of a king? Man. The one whiny king? Nah, boo. Rhaenyra all the way, man. Queen. Man.
Dang, and I will reiterate this, and I don't know if it's like the same thing in the book, but I still can't believe all this war started over one moment of miscommunication.
I know, it's crazy.
Crazy. Like, yeah. I mean, it's hard to comprehend. Again, we haven't read the books. I kind of want to, yeah. We have them. We just need to start.
We have it, yeah.
But, gosh, definitely. This makes me angry.
Yeah.
It's because you know. That's a lash. He did not want her children to succeed. Anyway, but I will say though, seeing a little bit more footage, it still pumps me up to see this war is happening. It's gonna happen, and I cannot wait to see how it's done, and you know the battles, and you know some of the houses that we see. So I'm really excited about this trailer. It's really cool to see this different perspective.
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't like her kids at all.
Yeah, her kids are little shits. They really
especially
are.
The oldest one.
The
middle one. I think Edmund. He is terrifying, like beyond belief. He's the one who's like the middle son that's like trained all his life.
Yeah.
And he really wants this, but he's never gonna have it unless something, you know, obviously bad happens to the brother.
But we'll see what happens.
But even
we'll
then, so it wouldn't even go to him. It'd go to his sons, the brother sons. Because he has children.
You never know, man. It's a Game of Thrones. It really is after the crown.
But again, production looks fantastic and everything.
I hate how they say the one true king. Shut the oh my God. It just gets me upset. Allison is so naive. Yeah. She is so like just it just sucks because they were such great friends. And I don't know what it is with her and just admitting like you were wrong. Otto, I truly believe this. I really do. I truly believe this, regardless what you think about Otto, whatever. I truly believe Otto cared about the king. I did. I do. Mm-hmm. I still do. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, though, am I going to say that he didn't take advantage of the situation and put his daughter up, to his young daughter, to be with the old and a guy that's twice his, to be the queen? I'm not doubting that.
No, yeah. He for sure did that.
He did on purpose, of course. We all saw the first season. Of course. And so, like, I'm not denying that, but at the same time, though, I truly believe he did love the king. But regardless, needless to say, Rhaenyra, it sucks because their relationship was so genuine, so good when they were younger, and it got devastated whenever Rhaenyra found out about the dad. So we're not gonna do this backstory real quick, but the thing is that. I this trailer, it's okay. It is what it is. I'm not team green, so that's why I'm kind of like, I just think this is all bullshit. Take it whatever you want. Take it with a grain of salt, guys. But this trailer, all this justifies is how stupidity works in its own right. Allison, like, I just don't understand how you, like, you want your kids to be better, but they're just little shits, and they just torture people, and they just rape people, they rape girls, and it's just like,
the
what?
Son, the
oldest
one is, all our kids are kind of weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, I gotta say, again, all of this conspired.
A lot of, yeah.
Well, because of one misunderstood conversation. It's crazy. Isn't that crazy? It's crazy.
Yes.
But again, I am so hyped to see season two. Yeah. Again, I cannot wait to see us seeing all these familiar faces, all these casts that we love. And you know what's going to be heartbreaking is we're going to lose some of these. These beloved characters.
See, here's the thing.
We are going to lose it, and that's going to shock me. Because Game of Thrones is known to kill off main characters.
Yes. So one of the things I do want to say, all I'm saying, HBO, or Max, I'm sorry, Max, please, please, Discovery Max, do not kill Matt Smith's character this season. If you do it, you're going to break my heart. Do not do it, please. I want him to stretch out another two more seasons. Please do that, please. I'll leave it at that.
We will leave you with this burning thought. How many seasons do you think this could go on for?
To be honest, I could probably see 4 or 5 seasons total. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I could see that. Mm-hmm. Maybe the max 4, mm-hmm. and that's
depending on the time. Yeah. Also, because it has to come to an end, because we obviously know what happens.
Yes.
From Game of Thrones, Joffrey.
Yeah. And they all talk. Yeah.
Talk about it, but I agree with you. I could see this going on for a total of 4 or 5 seasons. Again, I would love to see Matt Smith survive. I don't think Daemon will survive beyond Rhaenyra. I don't think so. He's gonna die before her.
For sure.
Which is sad, because you know Matt Smith is great.
Yeah.
And same thing. I think we're going to lose a lot of characters that we come to love. We're going to find new characters that are going to be killed off.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for that heartbreak, Max. I'm sorry.
I'm not either. All right, guys. The question is for you guys. What did you think? Are you Team Rhaenyra or Team Alicent? I think they should have run that a little bit better, but I guess Team Black officially or Team Green. Let us know in comments down below.
Yeah, they should do hashtags and stuff.
And be sure to subscribe, because we got more talk about this, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. And you know what to do, guys. Be sure to give us a thumbs up on our trailer reaction, in-depth trailer reaction. And thank you for making us a part of your day. As always, I am your host, Ryan D. You can only Ryan 680.
I'm Angela, that's Kelly Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Stay tuned. We got more movie reviews, trailer reactions. We got a lot more goodie video content for you guys. And put on comments down below. We love engaging with every single one of you guys. Have a good one. I'm Ryan D. You can only Ryan 680. And see you at the movies, guys. Latest.